This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with Sermon Audio.
It's Tuesday, April 26, 2016 AD. This is The Worldview. In 5 minutes, I'm Adam McManus. China's President Xi Jinping spoke to a conference on religions on Saturday, calling all religious groups to support socialism and the socialist system. He insisted that the communists educate religious followers with socialist core values. He also said that members of the Communist Party must be, quote, unyielding Marxist atheists, unquote. Bob Fu from China Aid told The Worldview that there is one primary reason that the Communist Party hates Christians.
Number one is a spiritual reason. Basically, a worldview kind of clashes. It's, you have the dark spirit of darkness represented by this atheistic, militaristic communist government. They have never ceased persecuting Christians, especially in the past 70 years of their ruling. And, as the Gospel of John said, when the light comes to the world, darkness not only did not welcome the light, but hate the light.
7 years ago, President Barack Obama promised to declare the Muslim killings of 1.5 million Armenians as a genocide for the 7th year in a row. The president refused to do this, a painful reality to Armenian Christians gathering across the nation over the weekend to commemorate the 101st anniversary of the genocide. Proverbs 16:12-13 says, "It is an abomination for kings to commit wicked acts, for a throne is established on righteousness. Righteous lips are the delight of kings, and he who speaks right is loved." A year after the Nepal earthquake that killed 9,000 people and destroyed 600,000 homes, the government there has not rebuilt a single house. The same cannot be said of Christian ministries, though. Tear Fund reports their first earthquake-resistant house will be completed this week. Praise God. Another ministry, Climbing for Christ, rebuilt a home for a family in Damcha. Nepal has 375,000 Christians, up from just 458 back in 1960. The Christian Post reports that 5 Pakistani Christian girls were abducted and forced to accept Islam earlier this month. The girls were also coerced into marrying their captors. Sardar Mushtaq Gill, a lawyer with Legal Evangelical Association Development in Pakistan, said that these girls are denied the legal protection of individual rights. President Obama has announced his decision to reintroduce 250 additional ground troops to assist in the war against ISIS. He is also calling for the European Union to assist with more soldiers. Senator Ted Cruz and Governor John Kasich are teaming up in an effort to defeat Donald Trump for the Republican nomination for president. The intent is not to waste their limited resources. Cruz will focus his energies on the Indiana primary, while Kasich goes after Oregon and New Mexico. Ted Cruz was in Pennsylvania campaigning for Republican votes. He identified himself with JFK and Ronald Reagan, who opposed government regulations and taxes. Meanwhile, Senator Lindsey Graham told a News Talk program over the weekend that Donald Trump could, quote, spell the end of the Republican Party, unquote. A recent poll found that 61% of young Republicans under 30 years of age favor homosexual so-called marriage, as compared to 27% of Republicans over 50 years of age. In the words of the Lord Jesus Christ, a house divided against itself cannot stand. Will the second largest denomination in America topple over the abomination of homosexual weddings? The United Methodists will decide the issue next month in their once every 4-year assembly. Several Methodist ministers have already conducted mock wedding services for homosexuals. Methodist church leaders in North Carolina, Bishop Melvin Talbert and Pastor Val Rosenquist, recently performed the ceremony in a well-publicized story. Here's what Jesus says to the churches. "You allow that woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess, to teach and seduce my servants to commit sexual immorality. I will cast her into a sickbed, and those who commit adultery with her into great tribulation, unless they repent of their deeds." Revelation 2:20. Do you know somebody who unintentionally carried a weapon through airport security? The Transportation Security Administration reported that they confiscated 73 guns just last week. Passengers who make this mistake can face penalties up to $11,000. Do Americans still believe in God? A Baylor University study just released found that 90% of Americans have prayed to God for healing. About 39% of Americans attend church. Proverbs 28:9 says, "He that turns away his ear from hearing the law, even his prayer shall be an abomination." And that's the worldview on this Tuesday, April 26th in the year of our Lord, 2016. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. We'd like your feedback. What do you like about The Worldview? What sets it apart? Have you used this newscast in a family devotional or family worship? We'd love to hear from you. Send your email to adam@theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.